We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning. It's the end of the week, but it is just the second round of the Open, formerly British Open. And there is a big move happening right now, up 38 spots today. I wonder if it's got to be Lucas Herbert. I don't know him. John would know him.
Where is he from?
Well, he's from Australia, but he's...
You would think it'd be a bear?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And if he were from the States, it would be... Well, I don't know what it would be, because we've got Justin Herbert. So I don't know if he'd be Herbert or
a bear.
Unless
you're French-Canadian or of French descent, you're probably Herbert.
Is he
or Cajun. What would a Cajun be?
Is he Cajun would be – it would be a bear. But anyway, Lucas Herbert is 8-under today. He was 8-under after 12. He's now 8-under after 14. He had a run his first in the first nine. He was 6-under in the first nine. Then he birdied two of the first three holes in the second, in the back nine. And so he is 8-under right now after the first 14. And so he's been on a bit of a roll. He leads the Open right now at 8-under par. So pull up the full scoreboard here for you. We're live at East River 9. Great vantage point of downtown Houston. The weather. The weather's the weather. Although it's clear, I don't think we're expecting any rain today. Their course looks great. This is the one thing I'll say about golf courses versus disc golf courses, Dale. The upkeep's a little better. They put a little more thought into golf courses
rather than
these parks where they just throw some baskets in it.
Do you think it's because their clientele expects a higher quality? Is that
well, and they pay. They pay.
Yeah.
In disc golf, you just go out there for free. And, you know, it's a city, although some places you do pay. But it looks like everything is, like, drained really well. Doesn't look like a problem here. I already know Agnes Moffitt will be underwater for another week because it doesn't drain well.
Where is Agnes Moffitt?
It's off Hamerly.
What is it?
It's a disc golf course off Hamerly in the Beltway.
So while you have just tried to...
And this place is always... You don't have to wait... Well, like at Agnes Moffitt or T.C. Jester, the two I play.
I don't even think that's a real place, Agnes Moffitt.
It is. Agnes Moffitt. It was named after some old woman, probably.
So not a legendary disc golfer?
No.
Okay.
No. Who gave money.
Do you guys have courses named after great disc golfers?
I'm sure they do. That I play.
So, like when Tiger gets to build his own course, design his own course, do you have disc golfers who get to do that? Design their own courses?
I don't know.
Because they're the greats and people want to play at a place that a great design?
They put their names on discs.
I'm sure they do. There's always branding on
I don't know. Those are. So you're asking some really good questions.
Yeah, you're a disc golfer.
I don't really care, but I may still Google it.
I think I need to know some things since you always like to talk about it. Do you think we should...
Well, they don't mow. Like, here, everything's beautiful. It's pristine. I mean, it looks absolutely pristine
every
out
day
here.
Every day, I'm sure they...
Every single day, it's
there.
Pristine.
What about
it drains.
One of your favorite places?
You know, I got to check the UDisc app to see if anyone's mowed for the last week and a half.
App.
That's right.
And it tracks where their courses have been mowed?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you guys...
If you're out there, you say course is in bad shape or whatever.
What is bad shape for a disc golf course?
Well, when nothing's been mowed.
But who cares?
It's huge.
You're throwing a disc. Who cares if it's been mowed?
You
don't have to hit
it,
throw it off the ground.
You don't want stuff real high.
Why does it matter?
We got to know how wet things are. Like here,
you wouldn't know.
That's
the
what I'm
weather.
Saying. East River 9, everything's going to be dry. Everything's going to be, it's going to be in good shape. So this is I just wish they put some baskets out here just for I could chip, because I got me and my son are going to come out here and play this. And
what's a
next
chip
week
with the disc golf?
No, I can chip in real life.
Oh, got it.
And then while I got my disc, I'm like, you know what? Let me just throw this over there too at the same time.
You have ideas. I was thinking about this considering the show's start. Do you think we should turn to ourselves and start shows like we're like it's baseball, a 7:05 start?
Yeah, like it's not bad, like a 7:05 start today.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing that's been jarring to Americans who are just starting to really follow World Cup and soccer. They keep thinking that they like just come in at five star. He had something. He had a three goal scoring parlay. He was gonna, or maybe four legs of it, that he was gonna bet 100 would have won 10,000, or maybe 1,000 would have won 10,000, and he showed it to me. That he had it set up, and then he just like, oh, it's, you know, it's 2:02. Let me get this in real quick before the match starts. Oh, no, sir. In soccer, if it is a 2 o'clock start, they kick off at 2. There's none of this 7:07, 7:13, 7:05. It is exactly on time, and I guess I prefer it that way, I guess. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, we can have a little grace period
they get
just
all the
to
festivities,
get settled in.
The guys out there, they shake hands, the captain. All that stuff gets done before official kickoff time. Mm-hmm. It's not something that lends or leads to tip-off like in basketball. Well, yeah, we said this, but we got to do this.
It's weird.
This.
Why do we just accept that a 7 o'clock start doesn't actually –
you know it's 7:13, 7:15,
7:10. Well, but actually, NFL football noon kickoff is
NFL
pretty
does.
Close to noon.
Yeah,
it's pretty close to
they
noon.
They tried it unless there's some
– Well, but they got TV stacked behind.
Yeah, NFL is less – unless there's some – you know, they're commemorating something across the league. You're going to get a noon kickoff here locally. But the difference is soccer, we start on time, but who knows when the game ends.
Like, yeah.
We can add 10 minutes to the first half or four. We can add 10 minutes to the second half or three. So they will start when they say, but they'll end whenever they want.
Well, so we're out here at East River 9 for the Open. And it's second round right now, and they're obviously underway because of the time difference. They're well underway. You've got a couple of people who are already in. Jackson Suber is 6 under. He was, you know, obviously he was at the top of the leaderboard yesterday. He was near the top. I think he was. He was one. And so he's at 6 under right now. He shot a 65 yesterday. He's at 1 under today. So he is, or he was 5 under yesterday. He's at 6 under right now. And he's in. So you've got a stacking of – it's Lucas Herbert, who is 8 under today. 8 under today. He was par yesterday. 8 under today. Then there's 5 Americans, Suber, Cootie, Cauley, Morikawa, and then Cam Young. There's Matt Wallace and then Patrick Reed. Houston's own Patrick Reed, or the Houston area's own Patrick Reed, moved up 78 spots today. He was 2 over par yesterday. He is 6 under for the day today through 14 holes. So there's a couple guys throwing some really low scores at the course. Sam Burns, another U.S. Golfer who was 3 over yesterday, shot a 5 under today to get back into, certainly will make the cut. He is at -2 right now. I'm looking for Bryson DeChambeau. Started yet? We'll start at 9:04 a.m., and they like to keep those tee times tight, Dell, too, in golf. 9:04, so he is 3 under to get started for the day, and he'll be able to chase what looks like, I don't know if the course is favorable today or not. They don't have any televisions on here yet, but there's some pretty low scores that have been thrown up here, but there's just a lot of -3s, -2s up to this point, and that -8 is, that's bananas. So from a name brand standpoint, Scottie Scheffler's 2 under to start the day, and we'll see if he can't maybe throw a -3, -4 and get up near the top. We'll see what the leaderboard looks like headed into Saturday. We will we'll have you updated throughout the day here at East River. And I come watch your Open Championship here at East River Nine. It's a great spot that you can play. You can hit golf balls. You can play a par three course. You've got pickleball out here. You've got a great cafe, barn cafe, a phenomenal barn cafe. I was going to come here to watch a World Cup match and had some people cancel, so I wasn't able to get out here. But this is a great spot to come watch the finals of the World Cup as well. I mean, a phenomenal spot. So get on out here and enjoy that. We're going to break it right now. We've got a lot going on today. Astros going to be back at it. I'll tell you who the three starters
are. You excited
are
about
be.
The prospect of Astros baseball coming out of the break?
Am I?
You looking forward to
it? Well, I'm going to tell you why. This is what we call there's conspiracy theorists who believe, well, they wouldn't say they're conspiracy theorists. There's something called, my dad's told me about it, the Great Reset, right? And I guess it's something political and all that. I don't really get into it. This is the Great Reset for the Astros. I'm going to lay out where we are exactly. I'm just going to give you facts. I don't do this opinion-based stuff. You guys get your opinions from your little bubbles of your political sides and all this stuff. I deal in facts. You guys know me. I'm a numbers guy. And so I deal with facts. I just deal with facts. I'm going to lay out all the facts before you. All the facts before you. Every fact is going to be laid out, and I'm going to reset the Astros season. There's a brand new season that starts tonight, and your boy, the ace of the staff, Paul Lambert.
Whoa, Peter, by the way.
Yeah,
well, I don't know who Paul is, but
I always call him that for some reason, and it's not even intentional. Peter Lambert, that's right. Actually, Paul Lambert's a sales guy at another staff, another radio station. Peter Lambert is going to our staff ace.
He is our ace.
He is our ace. They've decided, you know who would be great to start this thing, kick this thing back off? Peter Lambert, our ace. So I will line up the 3 days, the next 3 days of baseball versus the Baltimore Orioles. I'll put you in position of what the Astros face ahead of them. And then we've got a lot more to cover as well today. You do have the World Cup finals going on Sunday. I wish it was Saturday, but you got it going on Sunday. And Glenn Davis will join us today, as he usually does, as he always does, at 8 o'clock. So at any point, if you guys want to jump in and break up the rhythm and try to become disruptors, you can at 713-780-3776.
You're back with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's Lance and Dell. It's going to be snarky. My wife was talking about you yesterday. She said, I like Dell on the radio, but he's really, like, he's dry. He's for a certain type. I said, yeah, he's a lot like Chris Solis, my buddy Chris Solis. I said, he's kind of a sniper. He likes to sit and, you know, you like to sit and take your, although, but you have a little more negativity. Like, you're more, that's what you're called, the little
suffer,
ball of hate.
I don't suffer fools, Lance.
Well, and you don't even give them a second. Like, you don't even.
I don't suffer fools. I'm not here for it. I got to listen to, the two fools I work with every day.
Yeah, it's understandable.
It's fair,
but I don't think you give us a fair shot, if I'm being honest.
Normally, people build up a tolerance. My tolerance has decreased.
Like an antibody, like when you get a vaccine and they put some of the stuff in you, and then you, like, you're immune to it.
Yeah, but me,
so you should be immune to
I'm
it.
I'm less immune. I feel like you're a carrier, both of you, of a disease. I don't want to get
too much sun if you're a white guy.
Yes.
So the sunburn, you don't just get more sun, like, I built up a tolerance to the sun. No, it's called, you get cancer. You get a malignant skin cancer, a melanoma.
If you want to take it there,
but
sure.
Not that me and John are like that.
Questionable.
I wish I wouldn't have brought that
example.
Yeah,
it's ugly. It's ugly. I wouldn't call you guys a cancer. It's more like a rash I can't get rid of.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And you are.
Go ahead.
You're like a. Well, just like a bad cavity that's turning into a
cavity.
Well, it's turning into, like, you can feel it turning into
a root
canal.
Yeah. I had one of those once.
It
sucks. Actually wasn't terrible.
I had an emergency one, but luckily the guy gave me some oxys.
I didn't have a problem, honestly.
I'll tell you, my wife thought I was
I didn't get the oxys, though.
So the Astros, I told you, I only go in facts. You guys can go to your bubbles and listen to whatever your echo chambers of what you want to hear. you know, politically and sports-wise, your little fans. You can go to Astros Twitter, and I don't know if they're positive or negative, but probably cheer, probably pom-pom waivers. I'm only dealing with facts. I'm about to tell you facts. These are facts. The Astros are 47-51. That's what they are. They're three games behind the Texas Rangers and a game and a half behind the Seattle Mariners. The Astros have a losing record at home, 23-24. They have a losing record on the road, 24-27. They are third best in the division in run differential at minus 47. The Mariners are first at plus 16. The Rangers then at minus 15. Over the last 10 games, this atrocity of a division has the Rangers at 5-5, the Mariners 4-6, the Astros 4-6, the A's are 1-9, and then the Angels are 2-8. Just an embarrassment of a division, an embarrassment.
Can we have an ALS playoff, like separate them from the rest of baseball?
Well, it's group stage.
And just let them play it out. Like, who cares about their real records?
Oh, you mean not having to play other teams?
Because who cares? This is a terrible division. Let them play each other, and the winner's the winner.
Well, but we have this all the time in football, too, where have like a 9-8 division or whatever. Are you trying to
separate the four.
So, like, when you have – what do you call it? When you get sick, like when you had COVID, you had to
Isolate.
Yeah, but there's another.
Or the five, excuse me. Separate the five. Okay, so isolate them from the rest.
So
quarantine.
That's what I'm looking for. Quarantine. So you're quarantining the entire AL West.
You know what? And throw the Angels away because they're not in it, and the Athletics barely. So honestly, it could be the top three, and let them have a playoff the rest of the way.
Just like a
round robin.
Some type of. Like a spring football league where there's not enough teams to compete.
Honestly.
And you're only playing three teams back and forth.
Look at this. There's four teams under 500 in this division, and the one at the top is two games over.
It is. Well, it's a group stage, and only one will come out of this group.
It's a terrible group.
Only one's coming out of this group.
No third-place finishers making it to the round of 32.
No, only one. Although there was a time where we had shot at a wild card. But, no, yeah, you're right. Although – I mean, yeah,
but
wild
the whole
card.
American
well,
League
well
isn't great.
Actually, it's not that far off.
The whole American League isn't great, so that's why everyone except for the Angels, throwing the Athletics, they've really fallen off. They've lost nine in a row.
The Astros are a game and a half out of the wild card.
You're
battling with the Mariners, the Twins, and the Red Sox, and really the Orioles. So in my fact base reset here, the Astros season. As I mentioned, you've got the Astros losing record at home, barely losing record on the road, losing record in general, negative point differential. These are all real things that are happening. Now, your big three for this battle, for this return, the return of the Mac is Peter Lambert goes today. Your ace, Peter Lambert.
You feel good
none of you even knew who Peter Lambert was when the season started.
You feel good about saying that?
Yeah. I feel great about saying it.
Your ace, Peter Lambert.
Well, I mean, I'd rather say your ace, Hunter Brown, but I can't quite say that right now.
That's not true right now.
Yeah, so
it will be, I think, but as it stands now, it's not true.
Your ace, Peter Lambert, is going against Dean Kramer. He's 1-2 with a 4.09 ERA, but a 1 whip, and doesn't have a ton of – he's only got four starts. So, you know, not a ton of starts there. That's game one. Tomorrow, we've got Spencer Arrighetti, who – it's not good. With Spencer Arrighetti. He had one game where he said, wait a minute, maybe the June jinx is off. Not so fast. So the good news is he's going against Trevor Rogers, who's 6-7 with a 4.48 and a 4.48 ERA, a 1.31 whip. That's on Saturday. And then your 1B ace, Hunter Brown, goes against Kyle Bradish, who is 6-9 with a 3.61 ERA and a 1.35 whip. So not a lot of actually the Astros have the advantage in pitching, at least on paper, over the next three matchups here at home. So we'll see what they're able to do. But the Astros, for all the jokes we're going to make, I mean, three and a half behind the lead right now and one and a half behind three behind and then one and a half behind the Rangers, the Astros, now we've been saying this a lot, and John tried to put a sweep in the last series, and they lost 2-3. But with a sweep of the Orioles, which I'm not going to count, they have been winning some series, but they have not been sweeping many people. If they're able to get a sweep and you win three in a row, we'll see what happens. But you're resetting the season. The first half of the season was, like I said, Dookie Stains. Your pitching was a disappointment.
Lance Taco Bell lettuce-induced
pitching. It is. What is this called that's going
through?
It starts with a C.
Yeah.
Capo Clavo.
That sounds like an Italian.
It's just, yeah, meat.
Yeah. But either way, they
I think my dogs had it.
They
by
traced
the way.
It to a farm, a specific farm.
They traced it.
That's what they say. And Taco Bell lettuce is one of the culprits because they grabbed this lettuce from this farm. So it may be all centered on a couple different spots. So maybe the terror that is filling the nation, maybe not so bad, as long as you don't eat lettuce from this particular place.
They think that's the only place?
That's what I've seen right
my
now.
Dad
that's where they traced
my
it
My dad got it. He doesn't eat Taco Bell.
It's the lettuce doesn't only service Taco Bell. That's what I've been told.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's not great for an 80-year-old to get, or 81 now, to get this. My mom passed in January, so he didn't have anyone to really, except some neighbors. The neighbors are great to help him out. I offered to drive up there and do the show from up there, but he's like, no, Lancey. He's better. He finally got the doctor. His doctor, he's got who my dad calls a quack, his own doctor. I'm like, change doctors.
Yeah, why do you keep going to a quack?
He's told me he's a quack like four different times. He went there and goes, this guy's such an idiot. I said, what happened? He goes, well, he tells me that, I'm feeling, like he said, I've been feeling terrible and I got this explosive diarrhea and blah, blah, blah. And he told me he thinks it's because my blood pressure's low. I'm like, yeah, you got to get out of there.
Get out of there.
So I said, he didn't take blood. He didn't do a blood work or anything. No, he just
think so.
He just put the blood pressure cuff on and goes, whew, 109 over 65. This is probably why all this is happening. I'm like, yeah, you got to get a different doctor.
So Business Insider said the outbreak was linked to Taylor Farms, and they're one of those. They are a shredded lettuce provider, at least a lettuce provider for Taco Bell.
For those
in certain locations.
Also, this is kind of embarrassing because she just got married. That's a Taylor Swift. It's under her properties.
It's not. First of all your other lies, there haven't been any real consequences, but you cannot name someone as big as her.
Actually, yeah, that's alleged. That's alleged.
It's not
that's
even alleged. It's not alleged. You know she can be litigious.
And ma'am, that's why I said it's alleged.
It's not alleged. No one's alleging it. Except for you. We don't want to get in that deep water.
It was on Twitter.
We don't want to get in that deep
water. It
was on
Twitter.
She doesn't own Taylor Farms.
Yeah. That I know of.
No, that she doesn't own it.
It's on Twitter, but whatever.
I don't know where her lawyers stand as far as listening to sports talk radio shows, looking for someone to slander her. That's Lance Zierlein. I'm Del Olaya.
Usually it's John.
It's not
who
John.
Who is getting sued.
I'm Del Olaya. I don't think Miss Swift or Miss Kelsey, Mrs. Kelsey, I'm not sure exactly what her official title is.
You think she's going to go by Swift Kelsey?
No. Maybe she
ain't changing anything.
Not even on legal documents.
If you're a billionaire, you don't change your name.
But maybe she wants to be called Mrs. Kelsey.
No, she ain't going to be called. Do you think there's a prenup?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Of course so.
I do, too.
Of course there's a prenup.
Got to have prenup.
Yes.
She's not going to be Swift Kelsey.
I don't think she's changing.
She's just going to be Taylor Swift.
I don't know. Maybe on actual legal documents she wanted to change because she might be traditional, but doubtful. But whatever she wants to be called.
Do you think John's going to change his name to Wendy's name now?
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
Well, now that she's really the boss.
Well, once he eventually decides.
Because he's already said he's a kept man. Like, why don't we switch to her name?
Like, he's already, like, kind of soft quitting. He's just not showing up for things because he gets to play golf.
Yeah.
Like, when he officially decides he's done. Maybe, because she will be the only breadwinner.
Quiet quitting, we call it, remember?
Yeah, it is quiet quitting.
Quiet quitting.
He's not quiet, so I call it soft quitting. At some point, when it's quit time,
yeah,
maybe he just adopts the name. But she wants to be a Granado, I think, right? Does she want to go by her maiden name?
No, that was a very Cajun name. So
yeah. Perhaps she just wants to be Granado, yeah. And we stick with that.
Yeah, I'd make him change.
Can he hyphen his name, though?
I'd like to see.
I think it'd actually be funnier.
If there's somebody who should, it should be him.
It'd be funnier if he hyphened his name as opposed to flat out changed it.
He's unapologetic. He's like, I'm riding with this train right here.
Yeah, what else is he
going to say? I would do the same thing.
You want to be taken care of, I get it.
If my wife was running an entire TV station, I'd be like, well, we can throw Viegas in there if we need to
there
somewhere.
It is. And Viegas, I think, would help you a little bit.
Wouldn't hurt.
You're in spaces where Viegas would help you a little bit.
I run around. My kids, my wife's always, my wife is Mexican, and she's like, why couldn't you have given me one kid with a little bit of color? And they just look like all a bunch of blonkies.
Blonkies.
And, is that what white kids are called? Blonkies?
That's what I'm calling them. It's a mix of honky and blanco. Oh,
okay.
Blonky. And I literally just made it up. It's going to stick. But
I want you to name your favorite Blonkies.
And I'm always like, God, you guys need to start, like, man, we may need to start throwing your mom's
Viegas
maiden name somewhere in there because I need some scollies. We need some scollies.
Monty's the most Viegas of them all, right?
Mason, really dark hair. Like, if you had to say which one, like, his mom might be Mexican. You might say Mason, but
okay.
Monty just gets great tans.
Got it. Okay,
like,
that's
really
what it
golden
is.
Tans. So it's tough to tell her. Sebastian.
I'm gonna be honest here. If you lined up all your kids together, I couldn't name them all.
Yeah,
like I couldn't. I know the names. I couldn't discern.
I can,
but
unfortunately,
you should, but I've seen
my power ratings have shifted drastically. There's some recent events have shifted my power ratings drastically.
So I've seen not all of them together, but I've seen maybe two at a time, uh-huh. three at a time. I've always thought Monty's Nicole's daughter, a child. When I see them, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see.
Looks like her mom.
I can see Kansas and
just with a tan.
I can see Kansas and this kid, Kansas and that kid.
Let's say Kansas.
I could have went with
of course,
German.
My parents are Kansas.
I could have been. I was trying to be nice.
Has a big German jaw.
Yeah,
he's a squared off.
I
German
saw Kansas
jaw.
And that kid, Monty. I see Viegas.
Yeah, you can see some of that. I got that. All right, so the Astros have. You know, I wanted to make this a purely Astro segment. I think I got that.
That's enough.
You have the Astros trying to reset it. So we're going to take one series at a time. I'm not going to talk about the upcoming series beyond this. But you do have Lambert, Arrigetti, and Brown in the next three against the Orioles. The Orioles are just a shade under, just a half game below you at 46 and 51. So you got two evenly matched teams. The Orioles are a bad road team. So this is your opportunity. You got to take two or three. Three or three would be nice. We'll see what happens on that front. In terms of your boy, Lucas Herbert has done it again. Another birdie. He is now 9 under after 16 in today's round alone. He was at level par yesterday, and now he is 9 under to lead. He's at the top of the leaderboard. You've got Jackson Subers at 6. Well, he's in the books. He's at 6 under. Colin Morikawa is 5 under for the tournament, 3 under through 14 today, and those are the top three. We'll keep you abreast. There's a lot of U.S. golfers here in the mix in the top 15, in the top 12. So that's nice to see, and then a couple of your very best golfers, and Bryson DeChambeau, big name, and then Scottie Scheffler. They will be prowling with good rounds today. They'll be up there inside the mix as well. When we come back, we will get to more of it. The World Cup, I'm saying the U.S. version because it's mostly U.S., but the North American version of the World Cup is doing something that has never been done before, and it is a strictly American tradition going on. We'll tell you what that is once we come back right here on ESPN 97.5. We got John is up next, I think, on hold, all right?
He may still be there. I don't know.
Yeah, John is up. Let me get John in.
Well, we're a little late.
Okay, John, stay there. You're the first thing we get to when we come back. Because he wanted to talk Astros. I forgot. We're on remote. John, I will get you in first thing, I promise. 713-780-3776.
You're back with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, we are live from East River 9. It's the Open Championship is going on. We're out here celebrating that. It's a celebration. And you can come out here and watch it throughout the weekend while you're getting your golf on, drinks here at Birdie's Clubhouse. Birdie's Ice House, I'm sure. They got drinks. They've got food. It's also going to be a great spot to watch World Cup. Get out here early. They're going to have World Cup and, will the Open still be on at that time? At 2?
For the final?
Far? Yeah. It'll still be on. What? So you'll have golf and World Cup on here, I would imagine, based on the tee times. I think you'll still be playing.
I think one leads into the other.
It'll be golf. Will be it'll still be on, and it'll lead into it. There will be a little bleed over, more than likely. So get out here and watch a World Cup along with your Open, aka British Open. Yeah, because the latest tee times I'm seeing right now are 10:21 a.m. So I'm not sure what time the tee times will go. Because remember they're 7 hours ahead, so the tee times are going to be the tee times, and that's just it. We got John on. We talked about if you guys want to make a phone call, 713-780-3776. We'll get you in. Anytime you call in, we'll have AJ tell us in our ear who's on. And sorry, John, we had you waiting a little bit there. We appreciate you hanging on. What's up, John?
Yeah, I'm surprised earlier you didn't get the connection, Lance. I was waiting for a Goodfellas reference. You said Peter and Paul. You said Peter and Paul. You got mixed up. That was Paulie when he was introducing Sharon to the family.
Paul, Peter and Paul. Little Petey, little Peter, little Paul. Yeah. There's Paulie. I know that did have some. It does have some Goodfellas to it. Go ahead.
I thought for sure you were fixing to hit us with a Goodfellas reference.
I know. I didn't. I'm not on my game right now. I did see a video of Lionel Messi getting into it with Jude Bellingham, and when he walked away, he had this look like, okay. All I could see was Robert De Niro. I swear to God, Robert De Niro, when he goes, when Billy Bats goes, no one's going to break up my birthday party, and he goes, here, free drinks. Drinks are on the house. He goes, you ain't got to drink with me. There's only one Irishman. And he goes, there's only one Irishman here. De Niro, and Billy Bats says something else, and De Niro goes, okay. And this is before Billy got his head stomped in. Spoiler alert. But I was like, wow, Messi just had a Robert De Niro look when he walked away from Bellingham. And then it went bananas, and then he ruined an entire country. So what was it I wanted to – oh, yeah. Speaking of the World Cup – now, what happens when a team wins? They get that trophy. Is that how big is the actual trophy? Because everyone walks around with the replica trophies. I know people have bought the replica trophies, World Cup trophies, and they've kind of traveled around with it.
It's the size of a Stanley tumbler.
So the real one really is?
Yeah, it's not that big.
Okay, so the ones that people have are replicas are the actual sizes then? It's bigger than a Stanley tumbler.
Well,
not a lot bigger.
It's not that much.
It's not a lot bigger, but it's bigger.
Well, have you seen? I think it's pretty close, and the ones you see people hold, they're not the same size, but they're not far off. The ones that you see people holding the stands.
It's not gaudy.
It's gaudy. It's just not big.
Yeah, well, it's gold or whatever, but yeah, it's not big. What does a ceremony look like when you win a championship? What does it look like in the World Cup? You get a bunch of medals put on you, right?
Yeah, there used to be a thing where the stadiums were built where you would walk up. And to the dignitaries, and everyone would get handed a medal, and then the captain would come and grab the trophy at the very end, and they'd all celebrate. Now it's all done on the field, but it's the same setup where first the losers get their second-place medals. You know, they're in tears. They shake hands with the dignitaries, and then they stay off to the side. They got to stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winners, they get their gold medal. They get their gold winners' medals. Everyone gets one. As long as I think you played in the cup, you get one, and then the captain shows up finally, and he's handed the trophy by generally some dignitary in the country that the tournament's being held, and he raises it up. Like last year, Messi, or last year, 2022, Messi got it. Remember, he had like some region-specific garb from Qatar that he put on. That's the first time we've ever seen a captain wear something from the country where the tournament's being held. So instead of the iconic blue and white stripes of Argentina with Messi and all his other players, you had this thing he put on from Qatar, and then he raised the trophy up, and everyone celebrated. So that's how it goes.
The most U.S. thing that you could do for a team that wins is immediately after, let's say Spain beats Argentina. Immediately after the match, Lisa Salters goes and speaks to, obviously, to Lamine Yamal and translator if he needs it. I don't think he needs it, but and Lamine Yamal, Lisa Salters.
Why would it be Lisa Salters?
It's just the American thing we do. It's just what we do. Lisa
we don't have
Salters.
Anyone for Fox. Wouldn't it be like Carissa Thompson, Aaron
you
Andrews?
You could have Carissa Thompson. I'm just going with the one who's at the front of it. It's always Lisa
got
Salters.
It.
She's just at championships. I'm just used to seeing Lisa Salters.
Yes, on ABC.
Then we've got, they have the big, you know, they'll bring the big stage out there, and you get Spain on, and they're jumping up and down when they win. And then Jack Buck Joe Buck is going to be the one who says, let's get over here and let's bring in, where is Pedro Porro? Get over here, Pedro Porro. And then he'll, he'll call for Lamine Yamal, and then there's the manager, whatever his name is. I don't even know. That's what an American thing would do. And then we would have at the beginning of, well, they don't get together again for a long time. Where's their, we're saying all this because they're getting championship rings. They've never done this before.
No.
But the U.S. tradition of giving out championship rings, they're now doing this. We are going to do this for this World Cup. The U.S. has apparently talked FIFA into doing, you know what, you guys need some rings. Let's get you some rings.
Some World Cup.
Y'all have any rings? Like, what can you show me? Like, what did the World Cup 22 ring look like? Like, oh, well, we don't have rings. You don't have rings? How do you even know you won a championship?
What's going to wind up on eBay in 4 years?
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing rings. I don't know if Buck is going to be part of this or not. He's moved on.
He doesn't work for Fox anymore.
Well, I know. It just feels like that. We can't get Aikman on. But on the stage.
They don't work for Fox.
Yeah, but I don't want to see. Who's going to make this call?
It'll be John Strong and Stuart Holden.
So we're just doing pure Americans instead of.
Well, yeah, they're the number one team. Even when they're not calling you.
Even ahead of Ian
Dark. Like, they called both semifinals.
I know. They're ahead of Ian Dark and Landon?
They're not. Well, they're not in my eyes. Ian Dark.
Mine either.
Is the voice I know from World Cup's past, but that was on ESPN. He still does it for Fox. He's not the number one
guy. What do you think about getting a ring? What do you think about all that?
I think
my business. I ain't paying for it. As you're not using my tax money.
Look, it's not what I expected. I don't need everything Americanized. And look, we're not going to see the rings. I think a couple, maybe the coach will get a temporary ring during the event itself. But like any other ring ceremony, that comes later. Will the Argentines or the Spanish broadcast this getting their rings? I don't think so.
Oh, my God. This is the most FIFA-ass stuff I've ever seen. They're going to make 2026 because that's the year.
Individual
now, that's an
rings.
American. That's an American thing to do something like we're going to have 2026 rings.
Yeah.
This is 2026. 30 are going to be handed to the winning team, and the other 1,996 are going to be made available to purchase. Because
somewhere
FIFA
Tim Crane is nodding his head.
Yeah, FIFA doesn't. Well, he at least gives them away to the first whatever who comes in.
That's what you should do. But they're selling
them. No, but they're selling them.
Well, yeah.
FIFA, who has squeezed everything you could possibly squeeze out of a World Cup, including badgering cities to pay for everything, like security. FIFA pays for nothing. Like, you want World Cup? Great. You do everything. Give us the money. You just bring us our big sack of cash. You give us our Bitcoin. They do everything. They squeeze all of it out. And what do? Now they're like, can we make some money off these championship rings?
I bet we can.
And that's the last little bit of squeeze and grift that they can put together. Give them to the team.
Well,
give them to doctors. Give them to front office or whatever you got, this magic spray people. Don't make them available for purchase, you numbnuts. What are we doing, FIFA? You're such a bunch of dumbasses.
So on Sunday, two people will get rings, the coach and the captain. They're temporary, but that's just to show it off.
Oh,
hey, look
God.
At the rings we're giving. And then the team will get them, the real ones, later on as they customize them for the times.
They're supposed to be bespoke rings.
Yeah. Of course, they don't know who's going to win, but they'll have two available so everyone can see what the rings look like.
They've got the messy rings ready.
You think it's an Argentina?
They know who's going to potentially win.
Well, the final goal of...
but it doesn't stop there, the Americanization of this.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. Not only are we going to do the rings, they've got a closing ceremony with Post Malone.
Who's going to hang around for that?
I wouldn't. With Skinny Post... No. Yeah, Jelly Roll's the one who's lost 300 pounds or whatever. With Post Malone, Tom Cruise, and more.
Is this going to be on the field after the game?
This is... Yeah, it's set to start in 90 minutes. Wait. We'll feature a closing... the closing ceremony starts 90 minutes before kickoff. So we have a closing ceremony before the final game.
And then a halftime
with
show.
Post Malone singing Post Malone songs, a bunch of sing-songy hip-hop, and occasionally some country.
This isn't unique to the U.S.
Tom Cruise, and then a halftime show is Justin Bieber, Madonna, and Shakira, because we're just so... Because we want to really make sure that we get just timely artists.
So halftime will be longer than normal, like a Super Bowl.
No, I can't see... I can't see soccer doing that.
I think it's longer. It's not going to be 15 minutes when you have these.
Is it 15 or 20?
That's the normal halftime, 15 minutes. This is going to be longer than normal. It's going
to
be about 30 minutes.
Just to set everything up, you're right.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be a 30-minute halftime?
If you're setting everything up.
This is the dumb. What are they doing? Everyone else is going to be pissed off. Americans are. I don't even think Americans are going to be good with this. Like, no, we got used to shorter halftimes. Let's go. Run the cards. Let's go. Let's get this out of here. A 30-minute halftime.
So they're trying to make it 20. It's normally 15. We'll see if they can.
Well, that means they're just going to have to go back-to-back-to-back, Bieber, Madonna, Shakira, and then get
But
you know, during halftimes of these matches, you may have seen it at Gold Cup. Every World Cup, so I've been to 3 World Cup matches this year. I've been lucky enough to go. They run the sprinkler system, and everyone flips out. Like, why are they running the sprinklers? Everyone's going to slip. Well, they just don't. They run a sprinkler system, and then these guys go out with these little gadgets, and they start tamping down. They look for spots, very precisely look for spots to fix the spots. They're not even going to be able to do that at halftime unless the halftime is going to be in a different location and they're just going to film it. Like, it's not going to be on the field, right? The FIFA groundskeepers are maniacal.
Well, they'll have to do it after halftime, after the halftime show.
No, they don't have enough time. These halftime shows are going to have to be somewhere
FIFA
else and broadcast.
Said they're targeting it to be a 20-minute halftime, but broadcasters are bracing for a 30-minute break between the end of the half and second half.
Yeah, this ain't going to go well because everything's about – they don't even like hydration breaks because it breaks continuity and breaks momentum.
Where else would this be? They're going to put it in the parking lot at MetLife?
I don't know, but
it's going to be on the field.
On the field?
It's going to be on the field. Where else would it be?
But everything you've ever seen is these – they are the greenskeepers of the field.
And you know what?
The pitch keepers
Before this year, I never saw rinks.
I never saw rinks given out. We have a bunch of stupid kids dancing around, too, doing stupid dances on the field.
People
is going to be just like the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I don't want another Super Bowl. I got one Super Bowl. Stop trying to give me 2 Super Bowls.
You're getting a Super Bowl halftime show at the FIFA World Cup.
I like fast halftimes. I'm sorry. I don't want to see I'm sorry. This isn't going to be popular. I don't want to see your granted, I don't have to see it on TV. But when I go to a game, I don't want to see your school's marching band and another school's marching band. Get them out of here.
You don't have to
short
watch.
It up 20 minutes, boom. I don't need these long-ass college halftimes. Make it like the NFL.
You don't have to watch it, but it'll be there. And
you're going to a high school? When's the last high school game you've gone to where you have every marching band, every dance team, every homecoming court? It's like an hour halftime.
Why you go to concessions and get on your phone. But for Sunday, you're going to have a halftime show that rivals what an NFL halftime show is. And they're having it on the field. Where else would they do it? It wouldn't even be a big deal.
Now I'm for AI.
If it wasn't on the field.
Now I'm for AI. Just AI this whole thing out. And just play the AI video. Just say... Just type into Claude or whatever, Gemini. I want it with Justin Bieber, Madonna, Shakira. I want them dancing around. Make sure Shakira does her hip stuff all the time. Make Madonna look younger. Take some tattoos off Justin Bieber because my kids think that he's blah, blah, blah. And then eliminate Post Malone. Enter. And they see it, and then you change your – okay, no, don't do it on that. Make it look like it's an actual soccer field.
You got to go and talk about a man who loves talking about the sport. When we come back, Glenn Davis is next.
An actual OG of soccer, Glenn Davis. When we come back, we're going to visit with Glenn Davis. Right now, I want to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing Company because Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company, they're awesome. Mean that from the bottom of my heart. They have saved me from so many – oh, my gosh. I had an issue where I screwed something up on a water faucet outside when I was trying to prepare it for a big freeze that was coming in. Billy and his guys were able to get out in an emergency and take care of that for me. The pipes under my the pipes actually did repiping under your home. I actually had pipes outside that went through the yard to the drainage line, the sewage line, that had to be completely redone because the last person who did it didn't do a good job. So Billy and his guys had to come in and fix that up. They do big shower jobs. They do small faucets. They do, obviously, commodes. If you need to have your commode replaced, maybe you want to get a different type of commode. They got everything you can imagine, like everything that you need done. And they do it at a very fair price, and they do it very quickly. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Get them out to your home whenever you need them, 281-488-6238. They are your official plumbers of this morning show, 281-488-6238.
ESPN. 97.5.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.